Bald eagles are fierce, but they're friendly when being fed. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Bald eagles are fierce, but friendly when being fed. We're all like that to a degree. We're fierce when we have to protect ourselves and we have to make sure that everything is right and good. But once we are being fed, we're very friendly. We're very friendly. Anita went out for a walk, and as she was walking around, she saw all sorts of wonderful things here on the high desert. And when she came in the house, she watched and saw one of the cats was rushing behind her. And Anita came in the house, and the cat ran up to her and laid a present down at Anita's feet. And Anita reached down and picked up this tiny, tiny baby rabbit. It was such a beautiful, cuddly little thing, just no bigger than the length of one of her fingers. It was quite a little guy. But when she picked it up and put it on her palm of her hand, he squealed, "Mommy, mommy, 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 mommy!" And he was shouting at the top of his voice for his mommy. And Anita thought, "Oh, don't be frightened, little guy. I won't hurt you." And she took her finger and stroked him, and took her other hand and covered it over the one hand so that he was in like a nest. And quickly he quieted down. He quieted down because he felt secure. He felt safe. He felt someone loved him. He felt maybe this was his mommy. And he was trying to lunch on Anita's hand. And Anita said, "Well, little fella, it better we get you out to your mommy right away. You've wandered too far from your nest." And so she went off where she had just returned from, because she had seen the cat wandering around there. And she looked around under the bushes, and she saw a rabbit squirreling here and there, running along. And she watched it, and quietly she watched it for a moment. Then another rabbit, and they all seemed to go toward a bush. And he said, "Now that probably is where your mommy is." And so Anita took the little bunny and went close to the bush, and the other rabbits scurried away for a moment. And she put down her precious cargo, and then she backed off. And she said, "You are now with your mommy, and all is in divine order. You are now with your mommy, and all is in divine order." And with a happy heart, Anita returned to the house. She released her charge to its natural parents, its natural home, its natural environment. People who raise, they don't raise them, but people who are familiar with bald eagles find that they're very fierce. They're scavengers, and they go around and they try to find food wherever they can find it, and they bring it home to their little fledglings, wherever they may be, wherever they may have their nest, perhaps high on a crag in the mountainous area around Campo here, or in a large cave. One time years ago, I went into this big cave on the way to the waterfall here at the campus. And as I walked toward the cave, I could hear squeaking and squawing. And I thought, "Well, I'll look in there." Well, I looked in there, and there was a beautiful nest of eagles. They looked like they might have been bald eagles, but I wasn't sure. But they were eagles. And I watched them as the sunlight was beaming into the cave, shining into their nest. And they were all gathered around waiting for food to be returned to them. And at the base of their nest was another nest. And it was a nest of rattlesnakes. And these were little baby rattlesnakes that were just born. And they were laying there in the Early morning sunlight that beamed through one little corner of the cave, shining on the two nests. And it was beautiful to see, and the rattlesnakes were all good. And I said, hey, you guys, you stay out here in the wild and enjoy yourself, because nobody's going to bother you. This is a Bureau of Land Management, and nobody's going to be around here borrowing you, because they can't get to you too well. One side is the Mexican border, and the other side is our property. And people just don't go straight back and forth. They go off in other areas where they have more opportunity to walk around. And then I began reading about bald eagles in the National Geographic. And in the National Geographic, they had a picture of these bald eagles. And they had pictures of people. And then there was a YouTube on bald eagles. And how familiar it became all of a sudden. And in the YouTube, it showed the bald eagles. They were starving and who were at the seashore, and they weren't able to get the food they needed. And these local citizens decided they were going to help the eagles have something to eat. And so they went out burying the bald eagles area, carrying lots of food they knew the bald eagle would love. And they put the food out around them because they wanted the bald eagles to come near them. They wanted to photograph them. And as they put this food out there, rather carefully, the bald eagles came to see what this was all about. And they realized there was no trap. They realized that it was a gift to them from these lovely people. And they ate it with relish. And they ran to their little ones and gave it to them. And they ate like famished beings they were. And after a while, after a few hours, they had gained their full and they were quite content. They were patting their tummy and saying, oh, that was so good. And then they sat back. And they just stood there and enjoyed the sun and enjoyed being full, enjoyed being what bald eagles are supposed to be, happy critters. And the men stayed there taking pictures of them, and ladies. And they took pictures of these beautiful bald eagles, and they took pictures that you don't normally get because the eagles are so far away. And the eagles move quickly when humans come around. But these eagles sensed that these humans were the ones who brought them the food, the ones who gave them something to eat when they were starving. And they walked closer and closer to the humans because they set out little food here, little food there. They didn't need that food. They were already full. But their ravenous attitude brought them closer. And they came within inches of the people sitting there feeding them. Now, the people didn't reach out to the eagles. They were smarter than that. But they smiled at them and they talked to them. And they said, you guys are wonderful. We'll be back another day to feed you some more. So you just know that this is a good feeding ground. And it was as if the eagles understood. And they strutted around and they showed off their plumage. And they spread their wings and they shook them and they just were so content and so happy. The fierce bald eagles were not so fierce when they're being fed, when they're being loved, when they're being honored. And you know, people are a lot like that too. People, when they're being fed lovely thoughts, being fed nice things, when they're respected, when they're honored, they're not so fierce. All the fierceness that once disturbed them so tremendously is gone when they are loved, when they are fed, when they are treated with respect, when they're treated with honor, when they are trusted and loved, even though moments before they were fierce critters, ravenously eating up food that they were without for a long time. As human beings, we realize these simplistic things in animals, in birds, in creatures, wild creatures. And we know that though it's not the human nature to be fierce, it's not the human nature to do that. At times we are fierce when we think about war, and we think about our rights, and we think about what is good for humanity and good for all. And we want to make our demand upon humanity and do it fiercely and with anger and with hatred and with unhappiness. And if we would feed the nations of the world instead of kill the nations of the world, if we would go out and do unto our neighbors as we'd have them do unto us, if we'd look at the world as a gentle place, as these people who fed the bald eagles, they looked at the bald eagles as being normal beings that, when fed, lose their fierceness. If we would look at the world and feed the world with our honor and with our trust and our belief in them, and whenever we see something which is done improperly, we say all is in divine order. Whenever we see something that is misusing the rights of others and even the rights of themselves, we say there is peace on earth and it began with me. We look around at all in the world and we bring our peace as these people who fed the bald eagles brought their love, their peace, their trust, their belief that the bald eagles would take the food they had and after eating would be gentle. And they were. The fierceness went away. The attitude of we have to struggle for existence ceased for a while, maybe a long while. Maybe they took all into account and began to live a more peaceful life. We say it's the nature of the eagle to fight fiercely, to go after food ravenously. That's because they don't go after food so often, apparently. We could look at the nations of the world, we could look at the circumstances of the world, we could look at our neighbors, we could look at our family, we could look at our friends, associates, and in all of them, we could see this peace, because the peace is there. The joy is there. Everyone is friendly when fed peace, joy, love, happiness, and abundance. We all can give to the world our natural quality of abundance, our natural quality of goodness, our natural quality of delight. And the world, you bet your life, the world will shine that back at us because that's what they're receiving. That's what they're experiencing. And whatever we give out, we get back. Now, we don't give out so that we get back, but yet we do. We give out love, because when we give out love, we know that that's the world we will see, a world of love. When we give out peace, we know that the world about us will be peaceful because we are peace. Whatever we are, whatever we believe about ourselves, whatever we know is true for ourselves. This is what our world is. And could there be any more important world for us to work with, believe in, to activate than our world of peace and love, our world of harmony, our world of magic, our world of delight? What world do you want? What life do you want? Which ideals do you want? What makes you happy? What makes you happy is what makes the world happy. What makes you happy is what shines back from all of life around you. And what makes you happy, you can be sure, makes everyone else happy too. So be happy. Go out and be like these people who fed the starving bald eagles, and found that When they were fed, indeed, they were very friendly. When they were fed, they were wonderful, joyful, positive, an experience to behold. And the YouTube that shown them off so well, and the National Geographic that shows it off so well, and all the other sources that we have at our fingertips where we recognize that to the peaceful man, all is peace. To the loving man, all is love. To the abundant man, all is abundant. To the wholeness, healthy man, all is health. To the one who concentrates on joy in their life, they have joy. To the one who concentrates on delight in their life, they have delight. To the one who concentrates on wholeness in his life, he has wholeness. You can be sure. So whatever things you want, remember the fierceness of the bald eagles fading away when they were fed with love, with food, and with the attention of non-aggression. Whatever pain you have, whatever illness you have, whatever limitation you have in your life and your affairs, remember, as you are at peace, that peace returns to you overflowing, abundant, and you are fantastic. Let it be in your life now, as it is in my life now. Let it be in your world now, as it is in my world now. And as you let it be in your world now, as it is in my world now, you'll find it's not a chore. It's quite easy to be loving. It's quite easy to be gentle. It's quite easy to be peaceful. It's quite easy to live a life filled with who you are. Important for us to be who we want the world to be. It begins at home, in our heart, in our life, in our world. I love our world so much, and I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you.